Yeah, very disturbing news coming through from the Bureau. They indicated this earlier in the year that we might be heading for an El Nino at the back end of this year, and now appears that their models, worldwide models, are saying the same thing, that this is going to happen. So great deal of concern for everyone in Western New South Wales, but I think the eastern seaboard of Australia from Queensland to Victoria would be also very concerned about its effects. We're talking drier and hotter conditions. Firstly, drier through winter, then hotter into spring, and that's kind of has a large bearing on productions and yields, and I feel it brings many concerns to farmers, not only in my region, but right across the eastern side of Australia, because moisture stress at the back end, as you know, Cathy, is really difficult, because that's when the crops are completing and maturing, and that's when the yields develop. And if they're correct, and the jury's still out, but if they're correct, that certainly would be of great concern to many farmers.
What do you think this will mean for people who are planting crops in particular, given sowing windows are open? We've got a good start, but we're looking at what could be a very tight finish.
Oh, it's precarious. That's exactly the biggest problem I think people face. Now we're in the middle of May. This district, for example, not all areas are dry. There's been up to 60 mils fallen from Easter through till about the 1st of May. Very good April. So people very enthusiastic. Some people got a lot more rain. They're sowing their crops, full tilt would be the expression I use around here at the moment. A lot of diesel labour and seed being put in the ground because the ideal conditions and the sowing windows are perfect. But that again must cause them a major concern. Some in other regions are holding back because of lack of moisture. But at the end of the day, the ones who go all in and every right to at this stage with full profiles in some parts of this district and certainly further south of here poses a terrible situation. Now, if the Bureau are correct, does that mean that the crops mature to the stage where they have huge water demands at the back end of winter and into spring? And if El Nino does take a good grip, and some would argue in this area El Nino's been around for a couple of years, then you would think they have serious concerns. And what action can they take? They're actually doing everything correctly at this stage, but that must be very daunting news.
Will this news change the amount of country that people plant? Are you pulling back on the amount of country you'll crop due to this prediction?
Without question, we plant up to 2,500 hectares here in multi-cropping every year, and this year we've only so far been successful in putting in 600 hectares of that 25% effectively of barley. We have plans to sow wheat and chickpeas here as well, but at this stage with subsoil moisture not much further than a foot down. Where we sowed the barley, we just caught some more action on that side of the place in storm activity. Gave us a bit over a foot and a half of moisture, so I felt confident to pull the trigger there. But now still very reserved in my decision-making process when it comes to sowing the rest of the crop because subsoil moistures are low. And let's face it, even if the Bureau aren't right about the end of this growing season, current conditions here in northwest New South Wales have blue skies and fine weather for the next 2 or 3 weeks. We are running out of time.
So what sort of management decisions will you be looking to try and get through what could be a very dry period at the end of the year?
Well, I think a lot of decisions made at this time of year have a large bearing on what happens at the back end, of course. I mean, I used an instrument last year which gave me a multi-peril insurance coverage over my cropping. Once the crop was sown, I was fully covered for my cost of production. I think those sort of instruments, and there's many different things out there. There's also a company out there that's weather certificates. You can take sort of a form of insurance against less rainfall. But the uptake has been slow, and I think the government, the banks, and also the large agricultural companies need to be talking to their farmers and explaining there are products out there that can give them some form of security when this news appears to be so bearish for production at the back end.